Blog Talk Radio.
Check. Yo, when it comes to sex advice, I'm the one to call if you're a virgin with blue balls or you tear down walls. Not Dr. Rule, call me Dr. Knock Boo. Pimped out hats, rock fashionable suits. A class for the youth, sex ed for your head. The dudes and don'ts that should happen in the bed first. So, run up in a roar, cause you get burned for sure. Fucking with the typical whore, because rock a rough rider whenever you inside her. Your local bodega's your supplier. And take the pussy if she fighting, cause you saw what happened to Tupac and Mike Tyson. Especially if you lost some hoes is tripe. Get you on a rape charge, have you serving your life. Yo, get a yes confirmation before penetration. You wind up in a police station. So, get with no young bitch and hit it. She PG-13, you rated R, she not permitted. Check for ID whenever chilling VIP with Fly Shorty PYT. Yo, lie about the cars you got or who you hang with. Frontin' when you borrowed your watch. Yo, play a game right. If your jeans tight, then you can fuck shorty the same night. Yo, trick when you don't have to. You think you ballin', you turn your back, they laughing at you. You don't gotta keep repeating, you a thug. She heard you. In fact, she attracted to your man that heard you.
Man, those are some tough, tough bars. Welcome to the Off-Ramp, November 29, 2018. Hope y'all had a good Thanksgiving. Hope y'all busted a good grub. This your man, Beast Bum Gun. I got some time, but I can't do too many introductions, can't do too much, because I got my man, the Dick Doctor, on the line. Got to keep him anonymous just in case, you know, somebody run up on him, but he's here to give you good information, and he's always here to help the people. He's a man of the people, for the people. He's a real doctor, so I'm not out here bullshitting on y'all. It is my man, and even though we crack jokes a lot, man, I always say health in the community is always number one. We need to be educated, and he is running around tonight, but he took a good minute out to hop on with us. Brother Doctor, how you doing tonight?
What's good, big bro?
Good to hear you.
Scabby, yeah, man.
What's
good.
Going
Thanks
on?
For having me on. You know, same old, man.
Anytime. Shannon, you on?
I'm here.
What's happening there, young lady?
Not much.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good.
I'm doing well, thanks.
Hey, man, enough with all the pleasantries, man. Let's do it. Right, being all nice. Hey, so I know you're in a rush, Brother Doctor, so I ain't going to hold your time up. But I had some, and Shannon, feel free to jump in with any questions you got. But I had some people hit me up. And, you know, they were really talking about, like, they see all these commercials with, you know, low testosterone. This is from the male perspective. Low testosterone, and is this stuff real? Like, is it just, like, legal steroids? What do you think of all these, like, low T and four hymns and, like, men's wellness stuff? Does that stuff really work? And should men be taking it?
Yeah, I mean, so I think a big part of it, man, is they try to, you know, broadcast and kind of get people to look at erectile dysfunction as the major thing. But, you know, so as men get older, the testosterone levels do decrease over time. Now, there's things you could do to kind of keep, you know, your testosterone levels up. You know, diet is one of them. Another one is actually lifting weights. I actually had an uncle of mine who was diagnosed with low T, and instead of him getting put on supplementation, I told him, I was like, look, you know, go to the gym, start lifting, and his testosterone levels went up. So that's another thing that you could do to kind of help your testosterone levels get, you know, go up. In terms of the four hems and things like that, that's more so like erectile dysfunction. Low T can cause erectile dysfunction, but, you know, erection is essentially, it's, you know, three factors that play into it: a psychological factor, hormonal factor, which is like, you know, the testosterone, and then a blood flow factor. And so they kind
of
all have
three
to work.
Factors.
So
I'm taking notes.
None of those three factors get me erect. I was gonna say ass, titties, and
whatever.
What age does low T start to become an issue?
I'm sorry.
What age does low T in a man start to become an issue?
So it varies from person to person. A lot of things that can influence someone to have low T at an earlier age is if they, you know, drink a lot of alcohol, if they smoke a lot of weed, things like that. Certain medications can cause you to have a low T. You know, obesity can cause you to have a low T, because if you have obesity, what ends up happening is the fat can convert the testosterone into estrogen. And so you can end up having a low T from that standpoint as well. So everybody's a little bit different that has low T, but those are all reasons why you can have a low testosterone level.
So as a woman out here in these streets, if a young man tells me that the cause of his ED is low T, what mm-hmm. should be the next steps, and should I believe him?
Well,
you know, anonymously for all the ladies out there.
Yeah. So, I mean, so let me ask you a question. Is it that he is having issues with obtaining an erection, or he just can't stay hard? Which one is it, or both?
It's maintaining.
Okay.
The erection for longer than it takes to get out of his pants.
I see. So it's possible, you know, it could be due to low T. A lot of times, you know, the issue with sustaining the erection is either psychological or a blood flow issue, to be honest with you. So
yeah,
if it's a blood flow issue, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I mean, so I think the biggest thing is, you know, for this guy, you know, I don't know the whole situation, but first is he has to kind of get out of his head about it, because if he psychologically is, you know, kind of worked up and thinking, you know, oh, I hope I stay hard this time, then, you know, more than likely he's going to psych himself out of it, and then he'll end up losing his erection anyway, so... You know, psychologically, he has to get out of his head about it. So, as a, you know, as if you're his woman, you can kind of, you know, support him in that way, if that's what you choose to do. And then if he, you know, if he really has issues with blood flow, then, I mean, clear exercise more, if that's something that he wants to do. Or he can go and see, you know, his primary care doctor or urologist, and they can prescribe, you know, something like Viagra or something along those lines.
So I understand if you're in a relationship or you're married and then ED becomes a problem when you're already mm-hmm. in the relationship. Mm-hmm. But what if you're single and ED is an issue, like, up front at the beginning, like, before it's a real relationship? How, like, should this be, like, a runaway issue? Or should this, like, try to make it better issue? Like, I don't know, like, how long and extensive is this ED struggle?
So in terms of whether or not you stay with a guy that has ED or not, that's kind of a personal decision. But in terms of, you know, if things get better, that's kind of a roll of a dice, to be honest with you. You know, and so I can't tell you that, you know, 3 months down the road, things are going to look a lot better, because, you know, he might really have a serious issue with either his hormones or his blood flow. If it's just a psychological issue, I know, right? then maybe
or these other
better.
Young ladies out here.
What is that?
I said I might have to cheat, or, you know, for whatever young ladies out here are struggling with men with ED.
Yeah, so I think the biggest thing is, you know, if you can psychologically try to help them get out of their head about it and see how things get, if things get better, then, you know, that'll help.
I mean, can
this isn't how I pictured my 30s going, doctor.
Oh, I can understand that. This is about you. I mean, but can't dudes? I don't know where I see them, but can't dudes just get like a shot and they meet?
So yeah, some people do give themselves injections, but that's kind of along the same lines of, you know, taking Viagra, because what ends up happening is, you know, you have blood vessels in your penis, and the blood vessels, they do what you call dilate to give you an erection. And then what it does is it allows blood to flow into the penis, and it kind of presses on the vessels that drain the blood from the penis so they can't drain it out. So that allows you to sustain the erection. So people get themselves shots. They're just kind of giving themselves medication right into the penis instead of taking a pill. So, I mean, all that's likely related to blood flow issues, though.
That sounds painful, and it's sad that your penis has to be resuscitated at a young age. But, I, you know, it is something that my peers and my group of friends have struggles with.
Yeah, so, I mean, in terms of what I would recommend is to, like I said, see if psychologically you might be able to support him. So that means not, like, riding the dude too hard if he loses the erection or whatever, because then, you know, if you get on him like, oh, man, you know, shit don't never stay hard, then he might literally start to get down on himself, and that's not going to help anything. If you're really interested in the guy, if you're not and you don't see anything go happening, then you don't have to do any of that. So it's just What you say?
I gotta become a good actress.
I
don't know, Viagra, you know, I wouldn't have a problem with it if I was young, but I don't need like a 2-hour erection. I just need like a good 10 or 15 minutes.
Oh, I was going to say, if he's giving you 2 hours, that's not a problem at all, or a lot of us are
yeah,
a problem. Because I would cramp up. I'd be dehydrated. I ain't done nothing for 2 hours since college.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I'm too old for that.
Yeah.
And I'm too young for not to have nothing either.
If a girl can't get hers in about 25 to 35 minutes, and she's got emotional issues.
Yeah, pretty much. I wish
she
would
learn to play with her.
But yeah,
I'll watch.
That's kind of nitty gritty in terms of erectile dysfunction. So, like I said, a bunch of that, and whether or not you choose to put up with it, try to help them along, is kind of up to you, though.
But it sounds like all he needs to do is take Viagra, and he's back.
It might be,
But then if he won't have to take Viagra forever?
Who cares? As long as his knee's hard?
I care.
Why?
And
why
I told you, doesn't
Viagra
last like a long time?
What
maybe
mean,
he can cut it in half.
You better stretch.
Yeah, typically, people, if they take Viagra, it just helps them achieve and sustain an erection. And then after, they have an orgasm or anything like that, the erection goes away just like, it did when they were 18. So,
okay.
So it's not one of those things where, comes anything and then next thing you know, he's still hard for 2 hours after that. That's not the case.
Nah, I seen them warning labels, yo. It says call the doc.
That's like I said, typically.
Did y'all see that video with little boy when he was like, the guy was like, oh, do you guys know what a resurrection is? Talking about Easter at Sunday school. And he was like, if you have a resurrection for more than 2 hours, you need to call the doctor.
Wow.
So, anyway.
I never understood why Jesus had to move the rock. Why didn't he just, like, go to heaven? Like, why do you have to move the rock? Like, that's a far trip. Like, if you're going to heaven, you're not walking there. So why even move the rock? I never understood.
Well, because he didn't go straight to heaven. Like, he still went to, show himself to his disciples later. And then he peaced out.
Yeah, but if he gonna do that and then go to heaven, I mean, again, he not walking to heaven. Why even move the rock, yo? Just it'd have been more dope if like the rock never got moved and his body just wasn't in there.
I feel like people would have still thought he was still in there though.
Yeah.
But yeah, so back to Meechie and Hawk. So if my man just needs to take some Viagra, like, how expensive is Viagra? Because, like, I see commercials where it says Viagra is really expensive. I've never had to buy it before. I keep saying I want to try it, but I'm afraid of my meat being hard for, like, 6 hours, y'all. Because that's uncomfortable.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I think,
and I'm not sure my wife deserves that type of effort.
Oh, my God.
She ain't washed the dish in 2 weeks.
I think a big part of it in terms of how much it costs is, you know, whether or not it's covered by insurance, if you have insurance versus if you're paying out of pocket. But it's, you know, most of the medications, you have a brand name and a generic. So Viagra now is generic. So, you know, if you get a generic brand, it's relatively cheap. So
now, is there anything that I can buy, like, over the counter and slip it in his drink?
For him's drink.
Or is that the opposite of Bill Cosby and not allowed?
I don't know. I mean, you know, so let me ask you this. Now, has this happened every time you guys have, you know, attempted to do something with each other, or is it just a majority of the time?
Let's say, hypothetically, it was just one time.
Oh, okay.
And that was the only time.
You gotta give him
an opportunity to, you know, prove himself.
But
again,
he said this was an issue.
Well, if,
you know, because it could have been like he was just overexcited, because I am fine. But I think that. Because,
yeah,
but then he said, like, you know, it was actually a real issue.
Yeah. I mean, you know, for it to happen one time is not, you know, something. And he might have been, you know, just kind of a little embarrassed because, you know, he didn't really represent like he wanted to on the first time. So, I mean, I would say you got to give him another shot. And if it's still an issue, then, you know, he can see somebody about it. But the first time jitters is something that's actually pretty common, actually. It happens more often than you think.
So now, is that what the GNC commercials and all that stuff before? Like, is that Viagra?
What's that?
Just like the four
hymns and all that stuff. I mean, that's pretty much just because Viagra is now generic. You know, you can get it relatively easy. I think that, you know, that's what they're kind of going after now.
So, yeah, Shannon, why don't you just hook my man up?
You using my government name and everything?
Oh, my bad. I mean, look, man, it ain't nothing wrong with it. I mean, look.
I mean, I don't know. Like, it was just, like, real awkward, and this is my first experience with it not being just, like, a one-off, he was too excited thing. So I don't know. And when I was Googling the low testosterone, it seemed like maybe this could stem from, like, PTSD or anxiety or a bunch of other things,
PTSD,
too. And it's kind of overwhelming.
Hold on. What's PTSD when it comes to pussy? Like, is that, like, he got raped or something?
No, like, he's a vet.
Real PTSD.
There might have been some anxiety issues in the past.
Yeah, I mean, another thing he could do is there actually are, like, sex counselors that can kind of help people who psychologically have issues when it comes down to having sex and things like that. So that might be an option as well. But
it
I
is.
Think
it's
he,
an
you
option
know,
for him while he's single.
I think, I would say give him another shot. But, you know, I'm a man and I'm going to support the brother.
I'm leaning towards giving him another shot and not, like, you know, aggressively, just, like, letting everything happen when he feels ready and comfortable and he's like, I think I can.
Yo, man, give the man, all you got to do, how about this, yo? Brother Doggett, we won't say your government name on there. Can I buy some Viagra through you? I got insurance. Can I send it to my sister up north so that she can slip my man? I just want to see if it works. Or, as a doctor, and I ain't trying to mess up your practice or nothing, should he go see an actual doctor? Except, because, I mean, you know me, I wouldn't drug him with nothing that ain't real.
Yeah.
Like, you know, what should he do?
So my honor answer is you should probably see somebody, but you could call me off the air and we could talk.
Okay.
This is so horrible, like to even have to have this conversation.
Nah, but it's real talk. Men go through it. You know.
He should have went to a doctor beforehand.
But what if he was saving himself?
You say what?
What if he was just trying to save himself for somebody he loves, and now he found somebody he loves, and now, boom.
He wasn't. He was not surprised at this instance and said that this has been an issue before. But, yeah, no, I'm trying to be like, you know, I'm not this mean to him. But, you know, I'm going to try to, you know, suggest some of the things he said and give him another chance and just see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know. I've had worse things happen, like side families and side chicks and stuff like that. So on the scale of things, this isn't that bad.
I was going to say, is he good to you? Because if he's good to you, that should be the only thing that matters. Because you can get his dick hard with some blue pills. If everything else works, then this isn't really that major of an issue. You just know that, you know, you got to give him some little bit of medicine before you're ready to give him the draws. That's not that big of a deal.
No, that's not a huge deal unless I end up, like, deprived of dick, and then I'll probably be a
beater.
Well,
then you just got to get a prescription. Well, look, after the show is the after party, I'll make some calls. I'll get your address up north, sis, and we can see if you can, you know, make him a smoothie, add to it, and then give him a little trim. And see what
happens. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we'll see. I gotta do something.
We just came up with a plan. You should be good now. Right? Now, if the blue pills don't work, then you might just have to roll.
Yeah.
Or just, I mean, I don't know. People.
Well, do they ever not work?
What, meats?
You mean pills?
Yeah.
You talking about, dicks.
Yeah, I mean, they cannot work, but most of the time that's what people have, like, you know, severe erectile dysfunction. And as always,
people
who are
dumbs.
Yeah. So, and those, most of the time, those are like really old people with like really bad, like high blood pressure, diabetes, all that type of stuff. And so, yeah, that's most of the time when those pills don't work like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's rough, man.
But
look, we're going to get you settled, yo. I mean, okay, so, like, but hold on. So, is it, okay, so let me ask you another. Doc, you got to run? I know you got shit to do now. You
got
to run?
Yeah, I got you for, like, two more questions, then I'm going to have to run.
All right, one question, yo. And this is what I'm confused on. Isn't steroids just testosterone? And I thought that made you go limp.
Yeah, it does.
Or,
because what ends up happening.
What's Viagra?
So Viagra is, so pretty much it's just a medication that helps dilate the blood vessels and the penis so you can get more blood flow to it. Steroids, that kind of messes with your whole hormone balance, and what it does is kind of shuts down certain parts of your body that produce other hormones, and so they don't produce them as much, and then it sends it, the signal to your testicles that they don't need to produce it, and that's why you end up, you know, a lot of guys who use testosterone end up, you know, or steroids end up having, like, that nut shrivel up, and that's the reason why. So that's why, and then you end up not being able to have erections and things like that. So that's kind of, that's the difference. Yeah, yeah.
Will you guys lift us and it up in prayer?
Yo, we're going to lift y'all blue, we're going to lift y'all blue pill, yo. You good, yo. We're going to get you some of that good medicine, yo. And then so once we get them that blue pill, you better give them some good draws. I mean, you should be giving them neck for like 20 minutes if it works.
I'm not listening to you. You told me I should because he took my trash out.
Oh, yeah, that definitely deserves head, yo. A man taking your trash out and you ain't give him no cheeks, yo? Nah, yo. That's it. Well, he must have knew something was wrong then. See, now.
I think so. Well, thank you, doctor.
Yeah, no problem. But look, I got to run.
Appreciate
it. Was good talking to y'all.
Appreciate it, Doc. You be good out there, man. And I'll send you a text offline. I'm gonna give you your go out music, man. You got anything left to say to the people?
Nah, man. Just hit me up whenever you need anything, man. You know I got you.
All right, my brother. I appreciate it.
Check. Yeah, when it comes to sex advice, I'm the one to call if you're a virgin with blue balls or you tear down walls.
All right, we're gonna play that whole thing all over again. He's got to be the only guest with his own theme music. Man, we got to come up with your nickname, yo. That's rough.
That was very hopeful.
Hey, he's very educational guy, man. I'm glad I know people who are way more educated than me because I wouldn't have known what was going on with that. I might have blamed you. I might have said this, but it was probably your fault. You probably did something. You probably out there acting up.
I did not.
Oh, man. So what's good, sis? Everything good on you? How's your Thanksgiving?
Everything is good. I ate way too much.
Yeah.
What about
That's
you?
How good.
Did you cook? Did you grill? Did you fry a turkey?
Yeah, fried a turkey for the family. Yeah, I'm getting splinters in my floor. The hardwood floors are nice until they need to be refinished. My son probably has so many splinters in the back of his heel running on this floor.
Oh,
but
man.
Every time I say, all right, I'll just redo the floor, it looks so complicated. Like, you have to move everything out of the room to redo the floor, and I don't think I'm that committed to the house. I just don't. But anyway, back to your question. It was good, man. We had a real good time. Had a fried the turkey, grilled the lamb. You know, did all that good fun stuff. And that was pretty much, you know, got the macaroni and cheese. Baby sister made the macaroni and cheese. And that was pretty much it. Sat there, drank, watched some games, and just chill with moms and baby sister. I will say, though, my Thanksgivings have turned pretty low-key over the years. Because in high school, in college, everybody was in Jersey. So, like, our Thanksgivings was, like, 30 people deep. And then folks started dying, and, like, everybody does, like, their Thanksgiving separately.
Yeah.
So I'm just not invited. It could be, one or the other. So our Thanksgiving was first Thanksgiving without my dad, so that kind of sucked.
Right.
I thought his girlfriend was going to come, but she said she got sick, so she didn't show up. So
it might have been
just
hard for her, too.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's real. You know, I try not to ask no questions. I tell people, come through when you come through. If you don't, you don't. But, you know, it's always rough losing a loved one, so I can't knock it.
Yeah.
So what y'all did? Did you cook anything? Did you boo-boo cook? Did you spend time with his family?
No, I make cupcakes, but my dad does all the cooking for every holiday, every Sunday, for everything. And he refuses to let me and my two sisters make anything unless it's right there under his supervision because he's controlling. And he said he's going to die with a spatula in his hand, so I just show up and eat.
Wow. He's going to die with a spatula in his hand. Now, is that
because
y'all can't cook?
We can. That's the thing.
Now, who
he just likes to control and do everything, so we let him.
Now, what does your mom say?
My stepmom, all she does is speak. Yeah. He likes it.
Oh, so he lets her bake while he does the real cooking.
Mm-hmm. He does a real good smoked ham.
Yo, I didn't get any ham. You know, I bought a real ham from like a pig shop and real bacon. The ham was good, but the bacon tastes like a big ass pork chop.
Really? Because it was thick cut or something?
Yeah, it was terrible. Man,
you
was
used
so
to eat in that processed meat.
I know, yo. Give me the terrible bacon any day. Give me the $3.99 pack of bacon any day.
Well, now they keep saying everything has E. coli, even lettuce, ground beef, ground turkey, everything.
Yeah, I've been doing good on the diet chip. I've been working out, eating healthy. And the day before Thanksgiving, I was like, you know what? I ain't even going to trip. I'm going to go ahead, get myself, you know, a salad. And then that whole E. coli thing broke out. And it was like no one was giving away salads. So I said, fuck it, and bought some pizza and wings.
Yeah, I didn't eat at all, but I need to get back on my workout. I'm looking at some spin bikes to buy. Since it's cold outside, then I won't have no excuses.
Like to put in the crib? Like one of the, like the Peloton joints?
Yeah, but not the Peloton one, a cheap one, and I'll use the Peloton app.
What now Peloton, that's the so those are expensive?
I mean, they're like 3 stacks.
Oh, for a bike? Why don't you just buy a regular bike and just go ride because you said it's cold out?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So I'll get like another cheaper spin bike and put that in the house and use the Peloton app.
Okay. So you can still get on there and ride with people. Now, is that like live? Like, it's like a bunch of people on the same bike riding together live, or is it just like a video game?
I really don't know. It's definitely live, like it's an instructor, but I don't know if it's pre-recorded or if it's like a live class. I think they might have both.
Because that'd be dope if you connect with a bunch of people all across the world who all got the Peloton app and all y'all riding bikes at the same time. I think you can.
Actually, they're about, like, the cheapest package is $2,200.
For a bike?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. I always hate those commercials.
Peloton, but there's lots of other brands.
Maybe having that bike, like, outside next to a pool. Like, you rich bastards. Who's keeping a stationary bike outside? What if it rains?
Right, mine is going to be crammed into my spare room. That's also my office.
Maybe having a bike in a room with, like, floor-to-ceiling windows. It looks all eccentric. I'm like, man, y'all need to get out of here, yo.
That's for people who can afford a $2,200 workout bike.
They should just get a personal.
You say what?
They should just get a personal trainer at that point.
No, $2,200, that's a purse.
What purse is that? Y'all women spend way too much on stuff to just hold stuff.
Yeah.
Like, the funny thing, only women care about purses. Like, women look at other women's purses because men do not care about a woman's purse. You could have...
I might notice another woman's purse if I like it, but I'm not, like, out scanning for women's purses. It's just something that I like.
well, that's the only reason why you buy a purse, to buy a purse that you like so other women can say, ooh, that's nice. Because
no, I'm not thinking
that.
About what other women think. I just buy it because I like it.
Well, you buy it because you think it'll look good with an outfit, right?
No, I buy it because I like the purse. If
okay,
I spend two C's on that purse, it's not to go with one outfit. Oh.
Why do you spend so much money on something to just hold stuff?
Easy. It's pretty.
Oh, man, that's rough. Like, would you spend two G's on a dress?
No. I get too fat and then too skinny, so no.
Okay, well, if you were the weight that, if you were the weight that you were, your goal weight is, and you were maintaining that, would you spend two G's on a dress?
Maybe, but probably not, because you can only really wear it like once or twice.
And I guess the pocketbook you could have all the time.
Yeah, and they hold their value really well. Their resale value is like better than cars and art and nice jewelry.
Oh, so you so you sell the stuff back?
If it's something that I don't, if I fall out of love with or stop wearing, then I can, yeah.
That's interesting. See, I'd be confused on why women would pay so much money for a purse just to get rid of it. I guess that's always been my whole thing. Like, if you're gonna buy something of great value, why wouldn't you just, you know, keep it?
So, like, my first Louis Vuitton bag is just a handheld, like, classic bag. But now that I'm older and I'm, like, with my nieces and nephews or doing different things, I really need something that can be more hands-free so I don't wear it as much. So that could be something that I potentially would sell to, like, a consignment store or something like that and recoup most of my money.
Oh, man, that's rough. God bless y'all, man.
It's an investment.
I mean, I guess it's... See, I have a problem when people say that. Because
it is.
It's not an investment. Because,
it is.
I mean, well, can you sell it for more than you buy it for? Because if not, then it's always a lost investment. an investment has the potential to gain growth. If you don't have something that has the potential to gain growth, then it's not an investment. It's just something that you just resell for cheaper.
Well, first of all, the cost per wear, because of the quality of the materials and its construction, provides value in itself. But because designers raise prices on these items every year, at least, if not twice a year, then they hold their value really well. So when you do sell it, so say, you know, if I bought something in 08 or 09 for $600 or $700, that same item right now, brand new, costs $1,000 or $1,100. So if I sell it, I'm selling it for $600 or $700, and I've worn it the past, you know, however many years. So, yeah, you do get your money back. And you got to wear it at a cost per wear, so.
So you're net zeroing.
You're net zeroing it, but if you consider your use of it for that time, then it really is more of a cost benefit.
Now we're getting real technical, because usage doesn't matter, because if it rips.
Well, you're an accountant.
I know, which is why I'm arguing with you, because all this stuff has lifetime guarantees, so it doesn't matter if it rips or if it's worn or not, because you can just send it back and get it replaced, right?
They don't have lifetime guarantees.
I thought, well, the one purse that, like, if she ever gets a rip or if it ever gets discolored, we can send it back and they'll replace it or fix it.
Yeah, but usually there's a cost associated with that.
I guess that's true, too. I don't know.
But it's like a car, right? Like, you drive a car, you buy a brand new car, you drive it around, it depreciates. And when you go to resell it, that depreciation is factored into the price that you resell it at, right? And so you're selling it at a discount because of your use of it. But with these items, you're really not depreciating it or marking it down for your use.
But cars aren't an investment. I guess if what you're saying is true, I guess if you buy a pocketbook today for $600 and then in a year it goes up to $1,000, but unless you're telling me you're selling it for a profit, I just can't see it as an investment. That's the only thing I'm fighting myself on.
I feel like you're fighting yourself because it's a purse.
I just don't understand. But I'm not gay, so I just have to deal with it.
Speaking of gay, have you heard about Dwight Howard's allegations?
Ha ha! Well, we knew Dwight Howard was gay.
Is he? I mean, if you told me, like, you thought Chris Bosh or somebody like that was, maybe even, who's that other one that dresses real fancy? Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, but we knew Westbrook wasn't gay, though. Well, if you follow sports, Westbrook's one of the few NBA players, him and LeBron, well, even though there was, like, things about LeBron cheating, but Westbrook's had the same girlfriend since, like, college. And apparently he's always been weird.
He could be paying her.
Yeah, it's true. But we all knew Dwight Howard was gay.
I didn't know that. He had, on the first season of Basketball Wives, his baby mama was on there.
Yeah, she's bad. Well, I mean, we all kind of thought that he was bisexual. Look, there's people around there who are just weird. I mean, Dwight Howard just seems like a weird person. He does. He just seems a little off. Like, he was on, he got caught, like, trying to grab people's nuts. Right, you don't.
Isn't that what y'all do in sports, like for male camaraderie?
No, not at all. You don't grab nuts for male camaraderie. Only women are naturally gay.
The women are not naturally gay.
Yes, y'all are.
No, we're not.
Women are naturally gay. Like women could. You could easily get too many drinks in you and kiss your girlfriend and just think it's nothing. Men, if you're not gay, could never get too drunk and just accidentally kiss your boy.
I feel like this is what you just like to think in your head about women, but I've been plenty drunk with my friends, and the most we do is dance with each other and stuff.
That's gay. Men don't dance with each other.
That's not gay.
See? Yes, it is.
It's just having fun with your friends.
No, dancing is a form of attraction and mating. It's like a mating call. Men don't do that.
No, it's not.
Unless they're gay. And there's not
the electric slide is mating.
Huh?
You can't say generally dancing is like a mating thing. Because there's all different kinds of dancing. But let me ask you this.
What?
So, if you think women are naturally gay, the men are not, what's like the closest thing to gay you think you've ever said or done with another man that's not gay, but like right up at the line?
Well, I don't want to say naturally because I don't want to get the whole gay folks mad at me. I'm just saying because I think gay people are born gay because I don't think anybody would choose to be gay if they had a choice. I mean, I know there's no absolutes in anything, so I'm pretty sure some people or just don't really care either way and choose to be gay or not. But I think, like, people are born gay. So that's just
I think so, too.
I agree with. But the gayest thing I've probably done, this is a dangerous conversation, is, I've told people all the time, like, I am happily not gay. Like, I enjoy cheeks, I love women and all that stuff. But, like, if I look back on my life, like, I've showered with 50 men at one time. Like, and I used to do it every single day for 5 years.
That sounds like the beginning of a gay porn orgy.
But, see, and I look at that, and I wonder why women like men because that showed me how disgusting men are. Like, those showers were some of the worst experiences I've ever seen in my life. Like, men are horrific. I don't understand
why
women
are.
Like, men are nasty. Like, I've seen, like some horrific, nasty stuff playing sports and taking, like, public showers. And it's awful. I don't know why. Like, I understand why women are gay. Women are beautiful. They smell good. Most of them are clean. They shave. I understand that. Like, us men, you know, like, we're nasty and we're dirty. I don't understand.
Y'all are. Like, I hate having to share. Like, when I have a boyfriend and he stays here and stuff, I hate having to share a bathroom with a man.
Why is that? I mean, look.
Because, like, you get out the shower, or they get out the shower, and it's all dirty. Like, were you rolling around in dirt and motor oil all day? Like, I had this one guy that would go to pee at night or in the morning and be half sleepy. And, like, the first time I thought, like, the stuff that was sticky and dirty running down my toilet, I didn't know what it was. And eventually I realized he was, like, pissing down the side of my toilet.
Oh, so what happened was, see, that happens when men are in the middle of the night. Like,
that's not okay.
Well, see, what happens is, like, in the middle of the night, you're sleeping, right? So, and then you got to piss really bad. So your dick's hard from pissing. I mean, because it's filled up with piss. So since you're tired, you just kind of stick your dick in the toilet bowl and just start peeing. Well, what happens is after all the piss comes out, your dick goes naturally back to limp because it's not like you're having sex. You're just, there's no reason, like, all that fluid's leaving. And if you ain't pay attention, if you don't stick your dick in the toilet right, with the right angle, it can pop up. And then, like, it'll be leaning against, like, the top toilet seat and, like, the crack, and you'll start pissing out the front of the toilet.
That's not okay.
And you won't know because you're just sitting there half asleep. And the only thing you're
Yeah, that's not okay.
Know,
so, like, if I have to clean it up when I clean my bathroom, like, it's not okay. And my mom was here, and she thought, like, one of my, like, my nephew or something was doing it.
Oh, well, he could have been. You never know. I mean, it could happen every single. If he's pissing every single night, and he's got a bladder problem, or every time y'all get together, he's just drunk.
I don't know. He's gone. But, yeah, y'all are dirty. That's just one example. Also, another example, like, my pillows would be all, like, black and dirty and stained and brown that he slept on. And I'm like, are you, like, I don't understand. Are you slobbering on the pillows? Like, what's going on? He was like, oh, I may be sweating. Come to find out, it was his fake-ass Beijing beard that was rubbing off onto my pillows.
Oh, no. You was dating a dude with the Beijing?
Yeah. I thought it was a real beard.
Oh, man. Yeah, see, the Beijing is rough. Yeah, you should have got him one of those little beard guards. So what
kind
of...
So it's like bonnets for your beard?
Well, hold on. You chicks do the same thing. Because, you know, sometimes when y'all get y'all hair and all that stuff done, that's why y'all buy the silky pillows. The silky dark pillows, because y'all should be running too. And don't let you have a good night with a chick that with a bunch of makeup on, because you put her face in the pillow, by the time you roll over, she looks like a whole different person. So don't be trying to judge homie on this Beijing, because y'all chicks been doing that for a long time.
I'm just saying, y'all can be a little dirty too.
Yeah, I do be feeling bad because sometimes I'd be looking at my bald hair on the toilet and I'd be like, I should wipe that up. But I'm like, I already flushed the toilet. So there's really no point in, like, wiping it in the toilet and then flushing again. It's a waste of water. And then I'd be trying to blame it on the wife and she'd be like, I don't have any hair. I'm like, oh, man, it sucks.
You got to do better. That's gross.
But it's my bald hair. Look, I feel bad for women. You know? To lick balls, like, balls are nasty. Y'all just be licking them things.
They are.
If I didn't enjoy it so much, I would judge y'all.
Okay, yeah, it is not the tastiest thing in the world.
Yeah, I guess sucking dick, that just sounds like a horrible thing to do. But thank y'all for always engaging. Because
the thing is, like, you gotta pretend like you're really enjoying it too.
Shout out to Jill Scott. She looks like she enjoys it. But man, that's raw. But I mean, I guess it's the same thing as eating a girl out. It's not like exactly like that. It tastes like a cheeseburger.
Yeah, I agree.
So what's up with squirters? Is that piss coming out of there?
I don't know. I think so.
Why do men like that so much?
I don't know. I think it's because y'all be watching porn.
Is that what it is?
I think so. It gives y'all like a weird sense of desire.
Because if a girl says she is a squirter, that sounds sexy. But if that's piss, it's not sexy. Like, look, I'll tell you a story real quick. Never forget. I'm in college. Damn, how can I say this without giving away the identity? All right, so I'm in college. We partying. I bring some girls from West Virginia down here to hang out with some of the homies. We all having a good time. And I'm not going to say no names and locations because smart people will be able to guess who it is. But I get a text like, yo, Gunn, I got a problem. You got any extra sheets? Because, of course, you're in college. Now, I don't know how women are in college, but men, we have the bare minimum. Like, we have one fitted sheet. Well, most men. One fitted sheet, one cover sheet, one comforter. Like, that's it. Like, we don't have a bunch of, like, substitute sheets. So my man's like, yo, do you have any extra sheets? And I was like, nah. I was like, what's up? He's like, yo, she pissed on me. Boy, I laughed out so hard. And this was before the squirt and error. So he was like one of the first people who ever got squirted on. But he wasn't happy about it. He was definitely upset. He never talked to her again.
I feel like I know the identity. But I just Googled it, and yes, it is basically diluted pee.
So is that from liquor or is that from, like, happiness?
It's from, like, G-spot stimulation, and I guess, like, you do something to the bladder, and it releases some pee.
Man, so G-spot stimulation, and it releases pee. I guess that's good, because if you hit the G-spot right, and she just happens to piss, at least she's having a good time. But, like...
That's a good way to put a positive spin on it.
I mean, that's what sex is. I mean, you're trying to enjoy each other. So if you're pleasuring her to the point where she pisses herself, then I mean, I guess the next step is her shitting herself. But I don't know how great that would be. I don't know how great that would be, but at least, you know, you're at least trying. I don't know, man. I feel like, I don't know. I guess I'm a pretty laissez-faire kind of guy, so I feel like if I'm in there hitting it and she gives me the, oh, my God, I'm sorry, it just felt so good, I pissed myself. Oh, man, that's all good. That's what we got showers for and extra sheets, put the mattress over.
So you would be okay with that?
I'd be okay, but if I was eating her out and she pissed in my mouth, I'd probably punch her in the face.
Yeah, that's nasty.
I'm not drinking anyone's urine. I'd be watching them shows where they talking about, yeah, drink urine in case, you know, you're starting to, in case you get dehydrated, you can survive. I think I'd rather die.
Isn't that what athletes do, though?
Drink piss?
Isn't there a boxer? Doesn't, like, Pacquiao or somebody drink their own piss?
I've never seen anybody drink their own piss.
I've never heard of someone drinking their own piss. That would be horrific.
It's definitely a boxer. I'm about to tell you who in a second. Oh, it's Marquez.
Who?
Marquez.
Marquez? Who is that?
Marquez, Juan Manuel Marquez.
Oh, yeah, he's crazy.
Ew, there's a video of it too on YouTube.
Yeah.
He said, like, it gives him back, like, the nutrients that his body's losing when he's training and stuff.
Man, good for him.
I'm just not that committed. Yeah, no, I couldn't do it either. If that's what happened, then it's my time to go.
Man, yeah. So, like, are you the type of person who would go to Mars?
No.
No?
No.
They ever said, hey, here's a Elon Musk, or who's the other guy? Bezos is going to kill us all. But if he said, hey, here's a two-way trip, we're going to take you. Okay, would you do the outer atmosphere trip? Like, just go all the way up?
No.
No?
Mm-mm. Would you?
Hell no. I don't even like flying.
I don't mind flying, but it's like, you know, all of that stuff. I don't know. I need them to do a lot more test runs with people before I get on.
Once they do, look, I'm sorry, yo. Like, I'm not big on outer space. If the apocalypse happens, and aliens come on down here, then, you know, I'm not going anywhere. I'd rather just die here.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know. I feel like maybe there's going to be not enough water and food here, and all the rich people are going to try to go to Mars.
I have a theory on that.
What's your theory?
So you know how they say Mars used to have water,
mm-hmm.
and now it doesn't, and
mm-hmm.
that's why they're doing all these explorations there, because it's not like we can live there because the atmosphere is so bad, but you can tell, they say you could tell it had water and stuff there. I firmly believe there was human life on Mars, right? And that's why we're there, because we think that there was life there and it got destroyed. So I think we were on Mars, everything was the same, everything was normal. A meteorite hit it, killed off all whatever living people was there. And like when the meteorite hit it, it caused a big explosion. Some of the DNA went out into space. It fell on the Earth. A meteor probably at the same time hit Earth, because it was probably like a meteor shower that hit this entire section of the galaxy. And then that meteor shower that hit Earth caused an explosion and created life. So I think we're really Martians. I think we're originally from Mars.
You had me right up until the DNA space jump to Earth.
What do you mean?
I think that there was probably life on Mars, just not human life.
Well, not human life, not us particular walking around, but some type of life, some type of DNA, like either like some like cockroaches. I think there's cockroaches everywhere. I bet you there's a cockroach on Mars.
It probably came from NASA.
Yeah. Yeah, they said that there's a bacteria growing in the space station,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, that's like out of this world, because like it's like all grown in a vacuum and everything is so, I want to say lotionized, but like sanitized, but there's still a bacteria growing. And I was like, yo, it's venom. It's venom all over again.
Great, they're going to bring it back to Earth just like every movie ever.
Yep.
And it's going to affect us. And we don't even have any Avengers.
Nope, not at all. Well, Shannon, this was fun. Oh, we got to come on. What do you want your nickname to be? No one's really listening yet, but when we blow up.
I got to think about what my nickname can be. But I figured the guy will never hear it anyway, so.
Yeah, I'm going to call you PG, yo.
That's fine with me.
No one will know what that means but us. I'm going to get you some of them blue pills from my doctor, too. I'm going to text him. And the funny thing is, he got an OR tonight. Yo, it's fun. I'll tell you how fucked up doctors are, because I talked to him earlier in the week. I was like, yeah, I want to have you on the show. Got some questions about ED or whatever. And he's like, oh, cool, no problem. So he called me today. He's like, what time are you going on? I was like, oh, I was running around crazy. I was like, I'll be on by 9:30. He said, oh, man, one of my patients coded. But as long as you stay on until about 10, I'll be able to hop on. I was like, oh, man, if you got to deal with that, then, you know, don't worry about it. He said,
right.
Oh, man, people die. He's like, people die all the time. I was like, what the hell?
Oh.
Nah,
he was really hopeful, though. So I'm going to go do some work, be nice and supportive, attempt to, and see, you know, if I can make it do what it do.
I should have asked him, just taken Viagra in a long, extensive period of time, would it cause problems if you're trying to have a kid? Like,
think about that.
Like, is your kid going to come out fucked up? Maybe that's why all these kids need ADHD, because they're all Viagra babies. Man, that's a great topic. Oh, maybe that's what's wrong with these kids. They're all Viagra babies.
Maybe, I don't know, but I heard kids here, at least, were fighting in school today, parents jumping in.
What?
I don't even know. I heard it on the radio when I went to lunch.
We had a bomb threat at our school today. I ain't had to go to work.
Oh, you didn't have to go at all?
Yo, they canceled the whole day.
Must be nice.
I know, right? Get a bomb threat, call it a day. All right, then. Well, PG, it's been good talking to you tonight.
All right.
We'll have to... Next week I'll come a little bit more prepared. The funny thing is, I had a bunch of stuff to talk about, but I can't find my book. And I'm trying to talk and find my book at the same time. But I wanted to make sure we spent a good section talking to the doctor tonight. So next week we'll go back to talking about some BS.
Sounds good.
All right, PG, have a good weekend, yo.
All right, man,
some Tiger Bone. That's what I'm gonna get you for Christmas, Tiger Bone. Damn, we didn't even talk about Christmas. I wanted to see what you want to do for Christmas. I'm going to get you some Tiger Bone for Christmas. You and your boyfriend some Tiger Bone.
He's not my boyfriend yet.
Don't renege on him now, yo.
Not yet. I need to know that everything is working and that permanently damaged before I move forward.
I just get him a strap on. All right, but we'll talk about that next time.
Oh, God. All right.
All right, sis. Anything you want to say to the people?
Nope. Gotta go resuscitate some dick.
Oh, shit. I just holler at you. Oh, man. What a night on the offering, there, good people. I didn't even give you all the number to call in. My bad. I was trying to get the doctor online. Wanted to have a good conversation with him, get some informative discussion. And I forgot what number to tell y'all to call in. But if you're a repeat customer, you should know what number to call in by now. But next week, I promise I'll be a little bit more organized. Make sure I give you all that number so that we can have some more people call in. Sorry for the people I couldn't get to tonight. I was trying to just keep it low key. Wanted to make sure we wrapped to the doctor. Wanted to holler at my sis PG for a bit and get on out of here. Still trying to make it short, 9 to 10, trying to keep it around an hour. So next week we'll still have some more to talk about. Hope y'all had a good Thanksgiving. Gearing up for Christmas. We'll start talking about Festivus and stuff next week. So y'all have a good time. Thanks for joining us on the off-ramp, and we'll get together again next Thursday.